In the run-up to the November elections, political ads proliferate. WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at how music contributes to the message.
In just 30 seconds, political ads aim to tell a story.
He believes in the American dream because he's lived it.
This is my dad.
This is a house my dad grew up in.
This is my hometown of DeSoto, Missouri. It's where I grew up.
Different music under the words can reflect the candidate, the voters, or the culture. Rick DiDonato, president of Baker Sound Studios, mixes pre-recorded music, and music director Chuck Butler composes original music. Some instruments are uplifting and inspirational.
The soaring strings always works well, but a solid French horn is always great for like importance and seriousness, and a solo trumpet is very good for saying patriotism, and piano is always great to give this sort of Americana sense.
Or they can go very small, down home, country-ish, just a guitar.
And the negative ad?
I'm thinking very much along the lines of like if I was scoring a horror film.
There's also a more neutral, newsy negative. The music creates its own emotional narrative.
So if I can get the emotional arc of the music to support the narrative arc, then the spot gains an impact that it doesn't have otherwise.
Baker Sound Studio produces radio and TV ads for candidates from both parties, including Marco Rubio, Michael Nutter, George W. Bush, and Ed Rendell, as well as non-political ads for corporations and nonprofits.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.